this is the story about the marriage that almost didn't happen. You know how you look at some couples and you think, oh my God, what are they doing together? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with her? This is not going to work. And then you hear them talk to each other and you're convinced that this is the biggest mix-up there could be. Well, my husband and I had that kind of communication. Now, this is a man who was so thoughtful that he would always ask me what I wanted for my birthday. How many men think of that? And so I would be very specific. I would love to have a gold bangle bracelet, about an eighth of an inch, you know, not real wide. I drew a picture. And for my birthday, I got a bracelet, a silver and turquoise link bracelet about that wide. But we tried again. I would love to have a dress watch. Again, something narrow, not real gaudy, not real big, something dressy. Open the box. You see this watch? No, that's not it. The one I got was twice the size. It was bigger than my wrist. And it had these flashing fluorescent numbers on it. But it was a watch. For my 50th birthday, I tried again. I'd like a really nice ring. I thought that meant something, you know, nice. I pictured nice. We went out to dinner with friends, and at dinner, I was presented with this box. Well, by the shape of it, I knew I was in trouble. The fact that it said South Moon Under was also an indication. But I thought, oh, it's just a box. You know, he could have put something else in it. So I opened it. All right, it was his idea of a nice ring. It was one of those three-piece puzzle rings. And by the look on my face, even he knew something was wrong. That and the fact that the friends with us all had to go to the bathroom at the same time. Now, I should have been able to predict this, because when we were dating, out of the blue one day, he said to me, "Do you like diamonds?" And I said, "No, I think they're gross. They're grotesque. All those flashy stones, why would anybody want anything like that? You've never seen me wear diamonds. Why would you even ask such a question?" End of subject. We were going out to dinner several months later to celebrate my birthday, and he handed me a box and said, "You're not gonna like this." Well, he was wrong. This is the only diamond I have, but it's the only diamond that I want.